You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today won't be a long show. I really had some catching up to do, and I finally finished it about 6 o'clock this evening. Really had to do the editing and posting of the last show. So I decided to do something somewhat out of not the usual stories that you typically will see on your television shows. Maybe you might hear it on the radio, but you will definitely hear about it if you're, for example, go to the Drudge Report or, let's say, read some foreign newspapers, mainly British papers, because that's how I got onto this story. I didn't hear it on the radio, didn't hear it on television. But there was one story, one link on the Drudge Report. I follow the link. And then what I usually do is I try to see what else is available, both on YouTube, in terms of videos that you can look at, as well as articles. And the story concerns a training exercise, a U.S. Army training exercise. Its name is Operation Jade Helm. Jade Helm. Jade Helm 15 is the full name of the operation, and it involves over 1,200 special forces, and those include, and this is a very much multi-service exercise, so you have the U.S. Army Special Forces, the Green Berets are definitely involved in it, Navy SEALs are involved, Air Force, Navy, Marine, special operators are all involved. So this is very much a fairly large exercise. It doesn't begin until the middle of July, July 15th. It goes to September 15th, although for some of the units, I understand it might be extended into October. And what really caught my eye, and it's catching a lot of people's eyes, is there's a map. There's a briefing, a slideshow, a presentation. And I assume this was prepared so the Army could brief local communities, police forces, or local government bodies, so they could get their okay on doing it. Now, obviously, when you have an operation of this size, it's well planned. Certain units have to be tasked to be involved in the exercise, and they're going to select sites across the states involved, and they're going to run various scenarios. Now, you need to understand, it's special forces. It's not regular combat army. They're not going to be firing artillery shells, or at least not to my knowledge. But you are going to have at least some forces coming into towns on helicopters, most likely, or parachuted in. So it'll probably be in some rural areas, but small towns, not, although some are in major cities. Now, but what got my attention, a lot of people's attention, they have a map, and actually I have both maps, and let me say this off the bat. The way you listen to the show is go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. At the very top, you'll have my photograph, and underneath, you'll have links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows, and in between, you'll have some of my show prep for this show, and this one is rather heavy on YouTube videos, but also some articles that I found and some photographs. And the map, and it's in one of the videos, I also have it pasted near the top, is of the Southwest. This one starts in Texas, goes to New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, California. But three areas on that map are in red. And if you go to the legend of the map, red means hostile. And And I have a photograph of that specific slide. I don't have the whole slide presentation, but I want to point out I have at least two videos that take you through the whole slide presentation. And there's been a lot of reaction to this story, and it depends where you're coming from. I didn't get as excited about this as maybe some other people do, because I realize, especially given what type of training this is for, the people involved in this, it's called psychological operations, or PSYOPs is the term. Now, the people that know what it means will automatically start talking about this like you know what they understand. Well, I vaguely understand what psychological operations is, but most people don't. And I think that's the biggest mistake here of the people reporting on this. You really need to lay the foundation. Don't assume the American people know what you apparently know. And that was running through a number of these stories. So these special forces folks, people that usually have, for example, parachute training, in other words, they've jumped out of planes, these are special forces. They're small teams of people, and they have various specialties. One of the specialties is psychological operations. It's providing information that can impact what you're trying to do. It could be misinformation, it could be correct information, it could play on your emotions. And there's an interesting description of what's the history of psychological operations. And it has a very long, long history. And I'm not going to go over that, quite frankly, because I don't think a lot of it simply doesn't pertain to this story. What's unique about this story is I think the size of it, the fact that they're not, although they will clearly start on a military base, either an Air Force base or an Army post, the actual training and the scenarios they'll be running are in various locations outside that base. In other words, in towns. Now, I don't believe Dallas is involved in it. I didn't see Dallas as one of the sites. But it appears that San Antonio is, or San Angelo. I'm trying to look at the map. Looks like San Antonio. I'm not sure. Let me see if I can make it larger. It just has a circle and an event, which means they're going to do something in the red state of Texas, the hostile state, and there's going to be an event. Actually, they have Texas, Utah, and Southern California is labeled insurgent pocket. I don't know what that means. Does that mean there's a lot of retired military there? I think there is. Or is that gangs? I don't know. And you also have Utah, and there's another event with a black box. Now, that's probably classified. We don't have all the details, and that's one of the problems with the slide presentation. But from the reports I'm listening to, this is the military is running what is called a psychological operation. And I went to Wikipedia and looked it up, and I've actually posted it at the towards the bottom of this page. So you can read the definition. And that's what I suggest you do, because psychological operations is a very broad area. And it's not new to the military. This has been around for many, many years. At first, I thought it was just being an information officer. And I think a certain amount of that is going on. But what you're trying to do, especially if you're in a combat situation, is to play with the mind or get into the mind of your enemy, as well as the people that are not your enemy, and influence them so that you can accomplish your mission. And I don't consider myself an expert at all in this. I know next to nothing on that. But what was interesting, though, was the reactions of many of the people covering this. Now, I'm familiar with InfoWars, with Alex Jones and his group. I'm not a regular viewer, but I will periodically go to his site. Normally, I don't go to his site. What I do is I'll either run into an article that Drudge might post, and I find him interesting, or I'll run into a video if I'm on YouTube and it's Alex Jones and see what his take is. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with it. Matter of fact, I find it somewhat refreshing that he's at least giving perspectives that you don't hear it on the news. The problem Alex Jones has, he does have his critics. I'm not a critic of him at all. I want to make that really clear. But the label that they try to hang on him, and I really think it's to discredit him. And I'm not trying to discredit him here. What I'm trying to do is make you aware of what's going on. I think this story should be covered on the television news. It's not being covered, or at least I've asked around. No one has heard anything about it except a short radio on the news on it. But the problem Alex Jones has is his critics label him a conspiracy theorist. I don't, because many of the stories that he's covering need to be covered thoroughly, and they're not being covered thoroughly. He sends his people out into the field doing investigative journalism, getting people on the ground, and I would say old-fashioned investigative journalism, because many of the people in television news are really reading government scripts, in other words, handouts from various government departments or agencies. You need to get on the street and ask questions and dig into it and try to find some sources and to get behind what the government is handing out. And that's important, because if you just take what the government says as gospel, you're going to be lied to. You're going to be misled, and you're only going to get really the surface of the story, and you're not going to really connect it to any other stories. So whether you not like Alex Jones or not, he does that, and his people that he has employed go into the field. They were in the field, for example, covering the Ferguson situation, and that was somewhat of a dangerous situation, because we heard what happened a week or two ago when two police officers were shot. Now, I don't think his reporters were there then. They were there earlier when the rioting was going on, the vandalism, breaking into stores, stealing them, and then burning them was going on. A lot of those were outsiders doing it. But they were there with their cameras talking to people, and that's what you need to do on both sides. And that is what used to be called investigative journalism. And we just simply don't have enough of it today, especially in the television, where unfortunately many people rely for the news on just the television. Now, I don't. I simply don't have a TV at home. I don't have a computer at home. What I do at home besides sleep, eat, take a shower, is I do a lot of reading. That's at home, I read a lot of books and articles. Now, when I came in today, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I had several possibilities, and for whatever reason, and I think it's mainly because it was on Drudge, there was an article in the Guardian Mail. I ran across actually several, but I think Drudge only had one of the articles that he linked to. And the title is Special Forces Set to Swarm Southwest and Operate Undetected Among Civilians in Massive Military Exercise. Well, I don't know if 1,200 people is massive, but what's interesting, they're not training on an Army base or Marine or Navy base. It looks like they're going to be dropped in using civilian clothes and then run several scenarios, at least in three locations, two of them being in Texas, South Texas. One looks like it'd be in Houston and the other in San Antonio. I'm not sure. And the other is in Utah. And remember, the only thing we have to go on so far is this unclassified document. However, there's one video, for example, you have the military actually briefing some local officials on what they're trying to do. The point I'm trying to say is we don't know exactly what the scenarios are. We don't have much of a clue, other than it's probably, based on reports, what's called a psychological operation. And the suspicion is, and this is where, until you know, you can speculate all you want. You know, one possibility is they would come in uniform and try to take the people's weapons. I don't think they're going to do that, but I don't know. Another, they'll take over a small town, declare martial law. I doubt either of those are going to be part of the scenario, but that's what some people are saying. So don't jump the gun. Don't get ahead of the story until you have some facts. And that is the key point here. just waving the red flag, and, it's a special operation, and special forces involved, and 1,200 special forces are going to be parachuting into your town. Well, that gets people's attention. It would get my attention, especially if they're going to parachute into Dallas. I don't recommend it, because you might end up in a highway and run over by a car. And apparently, this is nothing new, or at least that's what the United States Army is saying, that we have used Texas and other locations to use what they call realistic military training. In other words, it's off base. We're going into towns. Now, a point that needs to be emphasized is the military is not supposed to use various propaganda techniques, and that's what these people that do psychological operations do. They're engaged in propaganda to influence both the enemy that they're facing, as well as calling the friendlies or the non-combatants in an area that they're operating in. It could be as simple as dropping or handing out leaflets or more involved. This story needs to be covered more. I think we've only got really the surface information here. We know it's a fairly large operation in terms of its geographic scope, because it's basically from Florida through California in the southern tier of that, where most of the operations will be in Texas, New Mexico, which New Mexico was the one state in Brown. And I'm trying to, again, read the legend here. Brown was uncertain, leaning hostile. So Texas, Utah, and Southern California, an area, are hostile, and New Mexico is leaning hostile. And it looks like the area is Cannon Air Force Base and another one in southern New Mexico. It says Or Grande. I don't know if that's a city or what it is. So look at the map so you can get an idea. But there has been an update to it since the Air Force is involved. I believe they're probably coming from Eglin Air Force Base in northern Florida. But also Louisiana is also. It's the southern states, and that's interesting too, southwestern southern states. Now, I hope you hear more on the news, because this is, I've never heard, well, I take it back, I vaguely recall, there have been some stories in the past where the military has operated in small towns and people call in, want to know what's going on. Usually, on a training exercise like this, there's a certain scenario. It's like a script, and they have certain objectives to accomplish, and they train to do this. Some of it is role-playing. Some of it is with people that are in on the scenario. And in this case, I think it's also interacting with people that are not in on the scenario. What's interesting, I'm getting the impression that the military will come into these towns but not be in military uniform. I don't know, though. It's not clear. And because this is training, they probably don't want to release many of the details to spoil the training. But whenever you do something like this, you have a number of objectives. You're trying to, for example, see how people respond. Let's take one scenario where they actually come in and with helicopters and military gear, set up roadblocks, and start challenging cars, asking them for their identification, their driver's license, registration. Well, some people will automatically give it. I wouldn't. I would say, excuse me, you're not a police officer. Why are you doing that? And see, that's the type of information they want. Some of the people will blindly follow orders. Others will say, excuse me, you're not a police officer. This is against the law. You're not supposed to be doing policemen's jobs. What is this about? I haven't heard anything on the news. Well, we've declared martial law. Okay, show me the order. I haven't heard that. Well, sir, I'm sorry. In other words, part of the whole exercise and the training is to see how we, U.S. citizens, and we're part of the training, whether you know it or not, if you happen to be where these events are planned. And that's what you need to understand. I'm a little bit concerned, probably more concerned than the average person. I'm not going to jump the gun here. What's interesting is the logo, the patch or that they're using. It says Jade Helm. That's the name of the exercise. It shows a sword with two crossed arrows. And then what's it looks like a sneaker. That's probably they're using, they won't be in uniform. They'll be wearing casual dress. But what really gets your curiosity up is underneath that, it says, Master the Human Domain. Master the Human Domain. This is very much a psychological operation, but we don't have the specifics as to what is the purpose, what's the mission they're on, what do they expect to happen, and, you know, is this, for example, a training exercise to take people's guns away or declare martial law and see how people react? Or is there some other purpose? We don't know. And that's part of the problem. Because when you have an exercise like this, people can overreact. Especially if the people are carrying weapons, and it indicates they won't have any ammunition. That's nice to know. But what about the person that sees someone with pistols or rifles approaching him? They don't know that rifle or pistol is empty. So there are probably more questions than answers here. But it's really gotten a lot of reaction. And I'm a libertarian or classical liberal, and I want the military to stay on military bases and do their training. And if they need training in psychological operations, take them to another country. Don't engage them in the United States. After saying this, I know they're engaged in it in the United States. Because this is not the first nor the last time that they will do this. This one, for whatever reason, and it could be intentional, has gotten out to the general public, largely because of InfoWars snooping around and having contacts both in the Army and other special forces, and got some information in pursuing it. But there are other people that were either today or veterans of the special forces that will give you their background. And you're also getting some reaction from people that are either been married to it or around military personnel, and they're taking exception to it as well. I'm sort of on the fence on this one. I want more information. Now, for those that are regulars of Alex Jones, they already know his reputation. That doesn't bother them at all, and it really doesn't bother me. I take everything I see on the internet with a bag of salt, and I try to get different points of view. It's hard to get different points of view on this one, though. Now, what I didn't particularly like, and I could see where they were upset about it, is they have a reporter that was in the military, served with distinction, yet Stars and Stripes ran a story that cast doubt on this person's military service, and they get into that on InfoWars. And I find that somewhat despicable, because if someone has served his country with honor and distinction, don't cast those types of dispersions on them. That, for me, is a little bit beyond the pale. It is beyond the pale. It's uncalled for. That's something you can check out. And one way you check it out is you call the person and ask. And there are ways to find out if someone has served in the military. And you can ask the person, what unit were you in? Where were you? And this person has been on the news before. So that's a little bit, how should I say, dirty pool, but it doesn't surprise me. That is something governments do. They try to shoot the messenger, discredit the messenger. And I think a little bit of that was going on. Because I don't think the military really wanted the exposure that they suddenly were finding this operation was getting. So I will be very interested on any follow-up stories as to precisely what the scenarios are that they're running. Is it having checkpoints where you're checking person's ID, either going in or out of the town? In other words, you're setting up a perimeter and checking people's IDs to see, again, how they respond? I don't know. Is it knocking on doors, trying to confiscate weapons? I don't know. Is it just going into town and getting a sense of the town? I don't know. So the Army is up to something. And the people that are doing this training exercise are ordered to do it, so don't blame the people that are going to be doing this exercise. I suspect that many of them are reserve units, and it's going to be in these states between July and September for most of them, and a little past that for a few. So don't panic if you suddenly see a column of marching special forces. I don't think they'll be marching, but walking down the street, let's say that, in your small town. I don't know what's up here. So it's a story worth investigating. It's a story to stick on. But I don't really think the military is going to help you. You're going to have to get a leak, and that's going to be hard, because I'm sure the people involved in this have been told in no uncertain terms, are you to talk to the press, unless that's part of the scenario. You see, many of the people that are involved in that have the specialty in the Army, part of what they do is getting out information. And that could be, for example, on a radio show that I'm doing right now. It could be on television, a newspaper. And in the past, they've had some training in that. So it involves several skill sets. As a minimum, you have to have parachute training, be in the special forces, either the reserves or an active, and this has to be your specialty. And it might be simply to test out certain procedures, certain scenarios, to see in real life, is it realistic, and have we anticipated the response of a civilian population? Because I've been in the military and have lived on a military post when my father was alive and was overseas, I'm not as, I won't say freaked out, it's not the right word. I'm used to military personnel, whether it's an Air Force base or an Army post, or for that matter, a Navy base. But in most parts of the country, and even in Dallas, you rarely see people in uniform. Now, it just so happens this week I did see several people in uniform. They were Marines, and they were probably recruiters, because we have these career planning days, and they're dressed up in their blue pants, white hats, and they were young, and they're recruiting. And our military needs to constantly recruit because it is a voluntary force. What I suggest you do is listen to several of these videos and keep an open mind. Now, Alex Jones and his group would say, well, this is the attempt by the ruling elite to establish a new world order, and what they're trying to do is to get the U.S. civilian population used to being controlled, and what they're training for is to be able to do that in a very efficient and effective manner. Now that's an interesting theory, and there's evidence that they marshal to support it. And I believe he's in Austin, and I'm seriously thinking about moving down there, but in Dallas, that won't go over at all, because we seldom see military people at all, period. I know they're here in Dallas. Many of them, though, wear suits. They don't wear their uniforms. And yes, when I worked for General Dynamics many years ago, they're no longer here. The company, the division was sold. But I was, after I got out of the Air Force, I was on the F-16, the international part of the F-16 program. And that was an Air Force, at the time, that was an Air Force plant, that General Dynamics division leased from the Air Force. But right across from that division, at the time I was there, was a B-52 wing, as well as it was an Air Force base. So you had periodically, they would go on training exercise where the whole wing would launch. And when we had some test flights of F-16s, occasionally you'd see an F-16 take off, and you saw a fair number of military off base. Again, not that many in uniform. So throughout the country, unless you're in a city where typically there's a large military base, a large training base, for example, not too far from Dallas is Fort Hood. That is a huge military installation, and a lot of training is going on. But other than those types of communities, most people in the United States rarely see military people, and certainly not in combat uniform. So I'm going to follow this story. I need to learn more. I have an open mind, and I am concerned. I don't want to see our military crossing that line and performing police activities in any town. And I wish the mainstream media would cover this, both locally and nationally. They probably won't. They'll stay away from it. And they will be critical of Alex Jones, saying he's a conspiracy theorist. I don't label him that. I take him at face value. But I've learned the hard way not to trust anything on the internet. There is too much misinformation, inaccurate information out there. That's why I always say keep an open mind. You've heard my opinion. You might have a radically different opinion. Fine, but before you give it, do some research. See what information is there. Is this something the American people should be concerned about? I agree with Alex. I'm concerned about this. But I want to learn a lot more. I want to know exactly what this exercise is. And the military probably won't be very forthcoming on that. Because only on a certain date will you have this event. And unless you just happen to be there with a camera, you most likely will never hear about it. And see, that is what I think the military wanted, that you did not hear about it. They were running or will be running a fairly large psychological operation, and they didn't want the general public to know, because that does affect the results to the extent you know what's happening. Now, because this is the end of March, you got April, May, and June, so a lot of people will totally forget about this story if they've ever heard about it. And unless you happen to be in one of the states and one of the cities on a certain date, and that's a fairly broad window, I seriously doubt you'll have any people with, for example, video cameras filming these events, with the possible exception of the military filming their own training exercise. So I don't think they're going to be knocking on my door in Dallas, although I'm in a hostile state, must admit it. And my neighborhood, I'll tell you one thing about my neighborhood, and it's only 2 miles from the campus here. It's well patrolled by police officers. Well patrolled. Over patrolled. Why? Because I'm right off of a major highway, and that's where Dallas gets its revenue. People speeding on that highway. And inevitably, either when I'm coming to this campus or going home, I see at least one and usually two or three squad cars, police cars, usually with their lights if it's at night or in the day for that matter, given a ticket. They're big on traffic. You got to be very careful both driving to the campus and driving home, because it's a well-patrolled, well-patrolled neighborhood. And just this week, I think, I'm pretty sure it was either this week or towards the end of last week, I live in a large apartment complex of over 500 units, and we do have our own security, and we have gates, but the gate is always open. The back gate is always open. So I go through the back gate, and lo and behold, there are three police cars, not on the street, but three police cars in the parking lot of my apartment complex. And I'm going, what in the world's going on? But I noticed something. It's Garland police cars. I don't have any idea why they were there, except I'm in Dallas. Garland is a suburb close by, not too far. I'm not too far from the Garland city line, but technically only the Dallas police should be in that parking lot. Now, maybe they were in hot pursuit or something and they lost him, and they thought a suspect went into the apartment complex. I don't know. And I'll tell you another story. And I think some of you are saying, I think you should move. And that thought has crossed my mind. This probably happened, 1 or 2 months ago. I do a lot of reading. And a lot of times I'll read into the early mornings, because I'll listen to talk radio, but I'll be reading. And it was, about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I hear right next, not in the unit where I'm at, I'm downstairs, but diagonally across, someone on a bullhorn saying, "We're the Dallas Police Department. There's, what do they call those squads? SWAT units. Please come out with your hands up." Apparently, a group of black, I would say, people, males in the 20s, 30s, three or four of them were in an apartment and wouldn't let the police in. So they called out the squad, and they surrounded the building, had lights on it, and were trying to talk them out. Now, eventually, they came out with their hands up and were taken away. Well, the police were there for at least 2 to 3 hours, and I haven't seen those gentlemen since, so they might be sitting in jail. And I've lived in Dallas and Fort Worth, and that's the first time I've seen anything close to that. Now, you're always going to see people being pulled over for speeding or a traffic violation. That's fairly normal, but not where you have a SWAT unit called out, and they were wearing helmets. And that's the other point. What we're seeing in the United States is our policemen are no longer looking like policemen. They're looking like special forces units, people with military helmets and military gear. And there was quite a few police cars, because I stuck my head out. I was trying to see what was going on. And ultimately, these people came out. I'm very curious what's going on here. And what's the extent of the local law enforcement's involvement? It's clear to me that the Army has made a certain amount of effort to brief local government officials, the mayor or the city council or whatever they call their representative government in these towns or cities, and gotten their permission to run this exercise and making them aware of it. But I think the general public should know a little bit more. They shouldn't be as secretive about it as they have. And I'll be fair, I might have missed it. It could have been on television for all I know. Now, the story broke earlier this week, and it's still getting a lot of attention, because there are people that simply don't like our military getting involved on U.S. soil, engaged in activities that, frankly, they should not be engaged in. Namely, they shouldn't be doing anything that the police should be doing. They're there. The military, I don't care if you're the Army, the Air Force, Navy, or Marines, yes, you're going to be trained, usually, in the United States, and you'll probably have some advanced training as well, and some of that might be overseas, and eventually some of you will go into combat, and if you're in the reserve, many have been in combat with repeated tours abroad. Not too many years ago in Iraq, Afghanistan, both have now down to almost the minimum. Our military forces, especially the reserves, are worn out because of repeated combat missions. So we need some peacetime, R&R, and we need some training. But I think most of that training should and is on military reservations, bases, and we spend a lot of money, and there's a lot of federal land dedicated to that, as there should be, because there are a lot of bad guys out there. When you become involved with our community, whether it's Dallas, Houston, San Angelo, San Antonio, Houston, wherever they're going to do these exercises, and I can see where there's a need for it. We could have a terrorist attack in this country. And there are facilities set up on training bases with different types of buildings, such as apartment buildings, government buildings, police, fire department. So our military on a military base knows how to handle those situations, especially clearing buildings. A lot of that needs to be done. So you need to be trained in it. But it becomes a much more sensitive matter when the military, for example, if one of the scenarios or all the scenarios, they're not dressed in military uniforms. They're dressed in civilian uniforms, and I don't know what they would be doing. Now, after the fact, if they want to let us in on it, that would be nice. But knowing the military, they want to keep everything hush-hush. So I salute those bloggers that have posted YouTube videos giving us additional information on it. And I'll even salute myself on this one, because I had not heard until literally a couple of hours ago about Operation Jade Helm 15. It's an interesting story. I want to learn more about it, and I'll probably have an update in the next coming weeks or when they actually conduct this operation. I'm very much fascinated as to why Texas is considered hostile. You know what I'm the more and more I'm thinking about this, what I think is going to happen is you're going to have two teams. One team will be U.S. military personnel that have a mission. And the opposing team will be, again, U.S. military personnel, but playing the role of either civilians or an enemy or an opponent. That would not surprise me, because that's what the Air Force does when pilots go through training and they have these exercises, red flag exercises. And the opposing Air Force were flying, for example, Soviet fighters. And that training improved the effectiveness of our pilots to actually be in a combat situation before you're in combat. So I'm for the military. I support the troops. I was one of the troops. My father was one of the troops. Training is essential. You need confidence, and you only get confidence through repetition, repetition, repetition. Practice, practice, practice. Because when you do that, not only do you become proficient, but you'll always get something new thrown at you. And that's how you get better. So our military needs to train. And I can see where certain parts of our military need to train in a non-military environment, such as an American city or town. But there's a fine line here. And I'm sure a lot of lawyers, JAG officers, looked at this training exercise. But don't jump to conclusions. And that is the danger. Don't go beyond the evidence. Even though you have a lot of prior knowledge and insight as to what the psychological operations in the past have been about. I don't know what this training exercise is about. I know the scope. I know the states it's going to be in. And that's all based on a slide presentation. And there have been reporters trying to check it out. We need more information. So go get them. I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator. I do a talk show. I don't have the resources to investigate this. You would think our major networks or local networks would. I haven't seen any stories about this. So I will salute those people, bloggers, including Alex Jones, for bringing this story to our attention. Because had he not, I wouldn't have been talking about this today. This is not the typical story that I cover. Usually it's a national story. But think about it. This is a national story. It involves the United States Army, United States Air Force, United States Marine, Navy, primarily Special Forces, and specifically those that specialize in psychological operations, so-called psych ops. What needs to be done, if you're going to do these types of stories, though, you need to give the background. What is this about? Don't assume your audience knows anything, because most people today have never been in the military, never been in the military. And even if they had, and I was in the Air Force, I knew nothing about psychological operations. And I had a lot of training. I won't say nothing. I knew very little about it, because that was not my specialty. Everyone in the military is trained for a specific job, and you can change it. Mine happened to be systems program management. A secondary was contract administration and management. Others, it's an infantryman. And some actually have a Army MOS military, specialty of being a psychological operations specialist. I'm looking at it right now. Army MOS 37F Psychological Operations Specialist. And there's a nice little video on it and what are the requirements. And they're trying to do a little selling. You'll travel and see the world. I've heard that. I was very disappointed on that. I spent 5 years at Wright-Patterson Base, over 5 years at Wright-Patterson Base. I'm not complaining, but 5 years in Dayton, Ohio on Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. I wanted desperately to have an assignment to Europe and couldn't get one to save my life. So I eventually left. All I wanted was a simple assignment to Europe, and I probably would have stayed. Instead, my next assignment would be in D.C., and I left. I had other reasons for leaving. So don't necessarily buy the propaganda, but at least they're trying to be candid with you. And it's not easy. You have to have paratroop training. You have to score fairly high in terms of foreign language capabilities. And those are the enlisted folks. I don't know about the officers, the people that run this. If you're going to do stories on this, I think it behooves you not to assume that the people, your audience, know all the details. You're going to have to give some background. And that's the one thing that I was a little critical on. Don't assume everyone listens to your show. I assume that the people listening to the show today, this is the first time they've ever listened to my show. I have to assume that. And if you're going to do a story on this, where very few people today serve in the military, and then it's on a specific operation involving rather specific people, you need to lay that out in detail and then relate it. Why should you be upset? Should you be upset? I might be upset if I learn some other things, depending on what specifically this training is about and what the various scenarios are. But at the same token, anyone that's been in the military will tell you training, if done properly, is essential. That's the one thing that I, at least from my experience, I liked about the Air Force. They very much were in the training, and I got my fair share of training, and it made me better on the job. And I think that's probably a general, most people would say that. Now, obviously, if you worked in an area you don't like, you're not going to be happy, and training in the area is not going to make you happy. So check out this story. Check out the various videos if you have time. Maybe we'll learn why Texas is hostile. You know, some of the speculation is, well, we have a lot of returning veterans, and a lot of veterans in Texas. I can confirm that. There are a lot of veterans in Texas of all services, and we have quite a few military bases in Texas. Maybe that's why it's hostile. We got a lot of former combat as well as non-combat personnel, and they're the ones that are going to give you the trouble. They're going to tell you you're not supposed to be doing this. Who gave you this order? What general is responsible for this exercise? Doesn't he know the law? So stay tuned. If I get additional information, which I think I will in the coming months, I'll give you an update on this story. And I'm a little bit concerned this is special forces. I can understand why, especially if it's a psychological operation, that they're involved. But the special forces, they're the guys that go into countries, a very hostile territory, with very little support. Sometimes they're going to snatch people. Sometimes they're going to kill people. Sometimes they're providing training and intelligence for insurgents groups. Sometimes they're going on missions to support various Air Force or Navy Air Force missions where we're firing missiles and have to be a spotter or an observer on the ground and communicate with the aircraft to make sure they drop their payload on the right target. And they're usually well-trained, well-motivated crew. But I also know that the conventional forces don't particularly like special forces. And that's saying it a little bit too hard. Your regular army, your regular infantry armor, they think that's the war we should fight, not counterinsurgencies. And a lot of what special forces do are counterinsurgency missions. I'm getting astray. So look for the name of the operation again is Operation Jade, J-A-D-E, Helm 15. And supposedly it's going to start the middle of July and go through the middle of September for most of the units involved. So if you see some people in military uniforms at a checkpoint when you try to go into town asking you for your ID, after you show them your ID, get on the phone and call Alex Jones and tell him what happened. I'm sure he'll take your call and want to know the details. Better yet, take a video of it and post it. And if you're fortunate enough to actually be in the town where the event is happening, film it. Take take your video camera out or your cell phone camera and take video and post it on YouTube. Now, you might get a certain amount of pushback from those military personnel or maybe the police, but stick to your guns. It's a public street. There's no guarantee of privacy if you're in the public street. And yeah, there are police officers that don't like you to stick a camera in their face. Well, don't stick it in their face. Be 15, 20 feet away. Get a wide angle. But take some video. That's what needs to be happening. Because I seriously doubt your mainstream television networks, press, are going to be covering this story. The only one that's really going to have the exclusive on this is the person that has the presence of mind when he sees this training exercise going on to pull out his camera and take a video. And I hope somebody or several people do that. With that, I'd like to end today's show. It's a rather short show. I was thinking of doing another story, but I really need to catch up on my sleep. I'm still way behind, and it's really dragging me down. So I'll cut this show short and play my favorite song, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.